He doesn't want, if he brought you back to where you were, what good is that? Because if that's all you get, then you'll be right back to where you are now. He wants to restore you so that it'll make you so that you're stronger than you ever were. Have more confidence than you ever had. Have more faith working in you than you ever had. And bring you to a place where you can't go back. Where the devil can't break through and steal. Where you're not a victim, you're a victor. And every single day you can wake up knowing that you won. Doesn't matter what's going on. You know, we talked about, Evie talked about this when we signed that lease. By the way, it was March 7th of 2019.
Oh, wow.
That's when we signed that lease. 2019, right? Right. And then we went through the renovation. Don't think that I didn't feel the pressure. But the Bible, if you go back to the Bible, Paul says, you know what? This, and then there's all the care of the churches. That was the same Paul who said, don't be anxious for anything, but in all things. Here's the thing is, he felt the pressure, but he didn't let it in. And as long as you guard your heart and don't let that pressure in, what's pressure? Affliction? Pressure is affliction. And it's designed to get you offended so you let go of the word. Don't let that pressure in. Get your shield up. Get your breastplate on. Don't let it in. Paul felt the pressure, but he didn't let it in. Boy, if there's one thing, if you want to go forward, you're going to feel pressure. The devil will make sure you have all the pressure you need. Yep. But you have the armor of God. Amen. It's his armor. He's tested it and tried it. It works. It's true. He raised from the dead. Oh. Open up your Bibles with me. Well, let me go a little bit more into this. Because God has begun restoring a lot of things in a lot of our lives. He started, actually in January, we got reports from people who are experiencing restoration in their life. And I want to tell you something. You may be going through some problems that you didn't expect. Things that hurt you, hurt your family, hurt you, hurt relatives, hurt whatever. But I'm telling you something, God was there protecting you from what could have been so much worse. So much worse. And God is there. And what you tasted right there is an opportunity for you to go to God and get the whole thing wiped out. So it'll never happen again. But what the devil wants to do is distract you enough to go and con you out of something and steal something from you and deceive you. However he got pickpocketed from you. You know how pickpockets work? You're looking over here and they come back here. That's what the devil does. He's the author of all pickpockets. All thieves. He is a thief. But God says that his promise will hold if you say amen to it. And that amen means that you're going to hold to it. And that, I'll sign on the bottom line, because when we were standing out there that night, that Wednesday night, praying and receiving this into the ministry, receiving this building and dedicating it to the works of God, dedicating it to the life of God that he wants to permeate through this and be a contributing church to this community, that if you're not willing to write your name on something, then you really don't believe God. So we did. And we were on the hook for a lot of money if this thing didn't work. But I took that thought and go, the devil says, this isn't going to, they're no good. Boom, cast that down. People won't, cast that down. What happens if you're short? Cast that down. You know, faith, the violent, the kingdom of God suffers violent, and the violent take it by force. That doesn't mean we storm the gates of heaven or anything like that. It means that we have heaven in us and we take this world by force for the kingdom of God and we kick in the gates of hell. Amen. The abiding word is what we're talking about today. Devil's a thief. Look at this in Proverbs chapter 6. You can leave that up for a while. That's good. Celebrating 5 years of spreading the love of God. You can't spread something you don't have. And I never had love until Jesus came into my life. And then the Holy Spirit came in. It was, I got love. So, men do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy his soul when he's hungry. But if the thief be found, he shall restore sevenfold. Have you, has something been stolen out of your life? Has the devil conned you out of anything? Has he picked your pocket? If he be found, if you know where the leak was in your life, if he be found, you can stand on a promise of God, because all of the promises of God are yes and amen unto the glory of God by us. We say amen to it, right? Yes. Say this with me. Devil, fork it over. Sevenfold. Give up the entire substance of your house. Now, in the name of Jesus. See, you got to be willing to stand on that and stand on that until the sevenfold comes in. Because otherwise you're licensing him to use what he stole from you for his kingdom. We got to take stock in this. God is serious when he says this. He wants you to know something. He wants to get it back to you. But you need to go and force the devil. By the way, you have so much power on the inside of you in this little finger than he has in all of his works. The greater one. The one who's more than enough. More than what? Doesn't matter. He's more. He's greater. He is the greater one. Greater than what? Doesn't matter. He's greater. And you're his house. Right here. That's his house. He bought it with a price. He was willing to pay for it. All the promises of God in him are yes, and in him amen unto the glory of God by us. So we're talking about the abiding word. And I'm going to be short with this because I can't go long with it today. You know, you reach a saturation point and you go, is he still talking? It's okay. You can do all things through Christ, which right there. The word abide has a lot of religious connotations with it. You know, oh, I'm abiding. Abide is a powerful word. It's not just a passive thing. To abide means to stay. It means a determination to stay, to continue, to dwell, to endure, to be present. Oh, I like that. Be in the moment. Be present. To remain and to stand. It's a vigilant word. It's not something that is passive, but it gives you a confidence and a peaceful reliance on God when you abide. When you abide, listen to this. Where you abide is your abode. It's your home. It's where you live. Whatever your address is, that's where you abide. You go home to your abode, you leave and come home to your abode. You abide there. This is not a play on words or anything. This is to make a point. In other words, your abode is your center of operations. That's the center of all of your operations. That is the hub. You operate out of your home or your abode. It's your space. It's where you keep your stuff. It's your domain, where you have dominion. You don't need to change for anyone else when you are in your abode, right? You out there? You change your abode to accommodate you. You design your abode to accommodate you. You, your will, your priorities, you order your abode to accommodate you, right? Well, when the word of God abides in you, what does he do? He starts rearranging you to accommodate him. And I'm talking about him, the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. All things were made by him, and without him was him. Who him? The word. The word is a him. The word is a he. The word is God. And when the word of God comes and dwells inside of you, he starts to rearrange everything to accommodate him. Doesn't he? Doesn't he bring change to your life? Why does he do all that? Why does he rearrange all this stuff? To empower you. To strengthen you. Moral strength. Spiritual strength. Mental strength. Focus. The attention span of most people is very small. God will give you sustaining power in that. You know something, I'm telling you, when you get older, you're not going to get weary. You'll get stronger because what you do through the anointing will strengthen you. He makes his abode, he rearranges things to accommodate that power, that strength, that light, that life. He sent his word to abide in us. The reasons are numerous. But for today, his word is to empower us with truth, with light, with love, and authority. In short, his word, abiding in us, is to have his ability in us. If you have his word, you have his ability. The word, he made all things. Without him was nothing made that was made. The creative word, the healing word, the calming word abides in you. What is the truth lives in you now. What does truth do? Liberates you, sets you free. It liberates you. That's what truth does. It liberates you. It unlocks and removes burdens, destroys yokes. The word is light. What does light do? It drives out darkness. Is there darkness in your life in anywhere? Get in the word. Let God show you where the thief broke in and stole something, stole your joy. The word is the love of God. What does love do? It casts out fear. And the fear is the only thing of this world, is the only thing that can hold you back. You have the love of God inside of you. Right, Marta? Yeah. You have the love of God inside of you. Cast out all fear. Love lives in you. He doesn't share his, love is God. He doesn't share his abode with anybody else. I mean, it's his, right? The word is his authority. There is no higher authority than his word because the word is him. What does authority do? It establishes God's order, his power, his life, his light, everything in us. It establishes it in us. It establishes his order in us, kingdom order. The kingdom of God has an order to it. And Jesus gave us all those parables to show us how the kingdom operates. I'm going to put it on pause till next week. And we're going to talk about the abiding word. We're going to talk about the creative power of the word. I'll leave you with one testimony, though. Most of you here haven't heard this, but Phil's probably sick of hearing it. 1996, I tore the cartilage in this knee. 2 years before that, I tore the cartilage in the other knee. And I said, in 1996, I said, Lord, I'm not going back. Either your word is medicine to all my flesh or it's not. And while this is something men can correct if I needed it, I might as well find out now, because if I get into a place later on where they can't correct it, then I got to see now. I got Charles Capps, that little book that we have out in the lobby. I got that book and started zeroing in on this thing, because that is a laser beam of healing power in those confessions. And I go through all those confessions. 20 minutes later, my mind was saying, you're crazy. You think the talking to your knee is going to heal you? What are you, some kind of a nut? And and I said, okay, just for that, I'll go back. I'll do it again. I did it like 8 times a day for like 2 weeks just to straighten my mind out. You know, you're transformed by the renewing of your mind. Oh, that's mental, physical, emotional, everything. You are transformed by the renewing of your mind. When you transform your mind to the word of God, heaven's the limit. So, For about 2 weeks, I did it 8 times a day. I was going through all these confessions. Was anything happening? Not that I could feel. But my mind was starting to cooperate after a couple weeks. Then I was doing about 4 to 6 times a day for the next 2 weeks. And then about 3 times a day for the next 2 weeks. And my mind wasn't coming up with all kinds of excuses and reason. The doubt was starting to leave. Little by little by little, it lost its hold. And then after 6.5 weeks, I was in the shower one morning, where I get lightning revelation sometimes, I just noticed my knee didn't hurt anymore. I squatted down. I said, man, I could catch 9 innings right now. This is good. Never had another problem with that knee. The one that they did scope, I had problems with that after about 10 years. I go, work on that too. But they both work fine. I'm fine. The Word of God will do that. The Word of God is a living thing. We're going to go into that, but I thought I'd leave you with that testimony, because when you come back next week, you're going to hear truth that'll liberate you. It'll give you so much insight over your body, how to care for it, how to talk to it. Don't agree with the devil. When he says, you know what, that could be cancer, throw that down. That word, casting all your cares, that means to hurl. It means to hurl it as hard as you can, like a fastball. And you get to wind up and take that care. Full wind up. Strike 3, devil, you're out. Cast your care upon him, because he cares for you. And when you're caring for yourself, you're locking his care out. But when you cast your care on him, you say, I'm open. Okay, now I'll care for you. And he starts getting involved. This is the reality of the Word of God. Jesus gave it to us to unlock all the fetters and all of the wrong thinking, wrong talking, wrong believing that we have been conditioned to ever since we could talk. Ever since we could hear our parents start talking doubt and unbelief and fear. Downloaded into us. That's all going to change. We're going to attack this thing with the Word of God, and the Word of God will give us victory. Amen. Amen. Father, your Word is truth. I thank you for your Word. We thank you for your Word. We thank you, Lord, that faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing until our muddled up mind becomes renewed with strength and power, light, revelation and understanding and wisdom, the mind of Christ that operates in perfect sync with you. We thank you, Father, that you are the God of the Bible. This is the God of the Bible. This is the God of our salvation and the God of our redemption. We receive from you today instruction, guidance, correction, instruction in righteousness. Lord, we receive your peace in this, and we thank you that your peace will carry us through the storms of this next week until we meet again and have our minds renewed and renewed and renewed and come into agreement with the processes of heaven so that we can be released to do your will. Fit for the Master's use. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let me ask you something. If this is not the Jesus that you know, you need to receive him. It says, as many as received him, to them he gave the power to be the sons of God. Yes.